continues the Gemara, Daf Choftes Omed Beis, by the two dots, three lines from the bottom. Zeha klal hoy b'mikdosh. The klal was that someone who's mesach, the Mishnah said, someone who relieves himself gedolim, so then he's told tefillah. Kol amatl mayim, if it's only meraglayim, then he's told kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Zog the Gemara, bishlim raglayim. I understand why you have to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim in the raglayim part. Bishum nitzoitzes. After all, there are dribblings that would fall on the person's feet. Kohen Gadol walks barefoot. And if he's going to have nitzoitzes over there, so you have to have kiddush raglayim. Eli yadayim my timer. Why do you have to wash your hands? Omer Rab Abba zoysem meres. So understand why the nitzoitzes on the feet. So mele it's poshut midin nikoyon, it's there. So you have to get rid of it. Masha enke about yadayim. What would it be a purpose of yadayim? Zok tomar omer Rab Abba zoysem meres. So here we can derive, and from here we can deduce mitzvah l'shavshev. Mitzvah l'shavshev means that with one's hands, one has to make sure and clean off any dribblings, any droplets. So Mela, ultimately, the nitzotza me'aglayim will also go on one's hands. Besides kiddush aglayim, you have to have kiddush adayim.
What do you do here? You're talking about the take a shmat, take some water. Why kiddush?
Let's see the sugya. I hear the horror. Kiddush was a chelik of the avoida. So let's see what this entails. There's a din that when you go back to the avoida, when there's a hesach hadas, you need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So I don't know if it's mitzad the hesach hadas, why it needs the kiddush, shame kiddush. Shame kiddush you need for hesach hadas. But let's see the sugya. Mitzvah l'shav shef. On the etzim yadayim v'raglayim, the Gemara answers v'raglayim because of nitzoytzes. Yadayim, there's also a shifshuf that takes place, so mele the hands are ultimately stained. So Rashi in the Tav, mitzvah l'shav shef, yodin nitzoytzes shem v'raglayim anitozin al raglov. Those that are nitozin al raglov, shelo yetze ben chutz. There's a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah l'shav shef? So it shouldn't look when you go outside, v'nir kakush shofcha. Meaning, even though you're going to wash off your feet, but if you're not going to be m'shav shef yodoy, there'll still be droplings that people will see that it ended up on your feet. So, and people think you're a kush shofcha. You have a severed organ. And m'meli, you can't be moilid. Shem yei ragla mekalchen ala shoysin. V'kush shofcha ain't a moilid. V'yom ra'albonu shein shaloy. They'll say it to kids of mamzerim. So the mitzvah l'shav shef is in order to prevent that they'll say bon of mamzerim. Now, the Tos Shonim over here says as follows. We'll see in a second inside, but he basically says that be'etzem, we see clear in this Gemara, there's no mitzvah to wash your hands only because of kushofcha. There's no chiv netila be'etzem. Now, even though legabe mikdosh, we say that you always have to do it, But be'etzem, when a person relieves himself, there's no chiyum netila be'etzem. Let's see what he says. Mitzvah l'shav shef omer b'netam, ki mikan yesh lumoid, sha'nichlas lahashti mayim, stam. And a person goes to relieve himself, not do his mikdash. Ein tzoch little yodov im lo shiv shef. If it wasn't mitzvah l'shav shef, then he doesn't have to wash his hands. In a mikdash, we say mitzvah l'shav shef, and then we maybe say loy plug, there's always a kiddush. Mashen came by in the veld, when a person was not mitzvah l'shav shef, so then there's no Indian, you have to wash your hands. V'im shiv shev mion nira, dein tzoch levoch antis daim. Now, even if you're mishav shev, there's no chiv netila to make a brocha. Ein tzoch levoch antis daim, miri da havan agea yodah b'mokam antinoifis. The most that it is you touch mokam antinoifis, so then you, raglov melchloz betit, uvetzoya, v'afilo ashe yotze lo yirabenu mei rogel levorech. It's three extremes, he says. Number one, there's no mitzvah to wash your hands if you're not mishavshef. Number two, if you're mishavshef, there's no Indian to say on the dime. And number three, even Ashiyotze is questionable, up for debate. Rabbeinu Meir, Rabbeinu, what's it called? Rabbeinu Meir, Rogel Levorech. V'afil Ashiyotze, loyer Rabbeinu Meir, Rogel Levorech. Rabbeinu Meir would not make a brach of Ashiyotze. However, Ach Rebbe Rogel Levorech Ashiyotze. HaRabbechonon hoye roitze litchois, the hokola matl mayim ton kiddush. Whoever's matl mayim needs kiddush. The mashma, I feel like klal nitzoytzes. We see al kaponim in the mikdash, wherever is matl mayim needs kiddush. And over there, even if there's no nitzoytzes, the loy pluk rabbono be kiddush. So what then gabe tvila? Achish loy mayim, mikomo akoyim, neri gabe kiddush adayim loy pluk, even though in the mikdash is takal loy pluk, rabbono netila le tvila, L'tfila mi aloi matzinu she'atzichu b'chol inyan. By tfila, there's no inyan that we find that you have to wash. V'ilkach lo tzorich. U'mi u'ech de shifshef. Avada, when you are mishafshef, vada tzorich little oiso yad. Only that foot hand itself. Because of the nikoyin sheboy. Karamir besomuch. Kabisuda. Odim yoytze la'ashin ma'ayim noytel yodin achas. The hand that touched the nitzoytzes, that has to be washed. But you won't have to make a bracha. So it comes out in this Tosha Shonim that lulei the shifshuf, there will not be a chiv netila. In the mikdash, we take a loy plug. In tefila and legabi kriyashma, so the lemaisa, the ritual brings that erchatz b'nikoyin kapai, when a person goes to daven, there's an inyan to wash your hands. But lemaisa lahalocha, it's taka paskin, we paskin that if a person was not meshafshif, there's no chiv netila. And we do make a bracha of Ashi Yotzar. But either way, it's not a choivas netila, like by netila shidayim, by before hamoitzi. It's a din nikoyin, where you be'etzim don't even have to use a kli. And me'ikar din, even when you are meshavshev, it's obviously only that yad. The second yad is maybe as nikias, as hikoin. But tfila, we take a find, there's a din of netila. The mice and other ones makbar on it. Even those that wash don't make a bracha. The goyin held that you make a bracha from tefillah, like the avodah nekuna, beis hamikdash. You make even a netilah with a bracha, even for tefillah.
As long as you didn't touch the makom matuna, if he didn't touch himself.
What do you mean if he didn't touch? According to him,
when he went to the bathroom, his sheaf or whatever, but
face, he didn't. If you're not meshavshif, right? If you're not meshavshif, there is no chiyav netilah. And if you are meshavshif, it's that yad, etzim. If a person goes to relieve themselves in a urinal and one hand. He's in his pocket. On one hand, he's using. So then, there's no chiyuv netilah on the second hand. That's medina. No. Shifshuf is his hands. Mitzvah l'shafshuf is his hands.
To wipe his feet with his hand.
No. Now you wipe his hands. The nitzoyt says you wash your feet in the Beis HaMikdash. Today, that's not the geya. We don't have nitzoytzes on our bare feet. We're not walking around bare feet. In the Koyim, that was the geya. That's kiddush daim raglayim. We only have yadayim because of the mitzvah l'shafshuf, boy. Now, mitzvah l'shafshuf is in the Beis HaMikdash. It was like that because of kushofcha. By us, there's also maybe a mitzvah shavshev, but the mitzvah says if a person was a mishavshev, then he don't have to. If he is mishavshev, means he takes his hand and he wipes the droplet. Today we have tissues. Then he didn't have tissues. You use your hand, your actual hand to create. No. L'shavshev the yadayim. He's talking about kiddush yadayim right now. The Gemara said, we started the Gemara. Bishlomo, raglayim, nitzoytzes. El yadayim, my timer. Enter the Gemara, mitzvah shavshev. Yadayim is only as a shavshev. But it comes out, I'm just saying that. Even when you wash your hands after, when you relieve yourself, if you touch yourself, it's that hand. We wash both hands. But Medina, it's a din in Nikoyan in that hand. The gufa is not a mitzvah be'etzim on the other hand. Everyone does it today, correct. Because we do as Nikoyan. And especially if we go daven, as hikoyan.
We also have plenty of water.
We have tissues. We have tissues. The whole thing is not negeya. L'shifshuf means there's urine on your hand. Who walks with urine on his hand? The whole thing is be'etzim, not negeya. And still we're machmir. Medina. Medina is talking about urine on your hands. Pre-tissues. That's what we're talking about. Do I know? Okay, here. Whatever. Zok de gemara weiter. Misiele l'gab ami. De omer gab ami. Osel odom shietze binitzoytzes. Shal gabi raglov. Bimne shenire kushofcho. A person is not going to go nitzoytza raglov because he looks like a kushofcho. Umoitzi laza bottom shame am zegin. Zog the Gemara, Omer af papa. Tzoya bim koima. Now we're discussing the sugi of tzoya. If you have tzoya bim koima means in the rectum, bim koima. Bim koima means bim koima in the mokum itself, in the nekev. Also likos kiyashma. Person has tzoya over there, you're not allowed to read kiyashma. Zog the Gemara, hey chidomi, what are we talking about? Zog the Rashi bim koima, bim nekev piyatabas, also likos kiyashma. So even koyim also likas kishma. Hey, chidom, what are we talking about? Either nires, if it's visible, pshita. Of course, you can read. Either loy nires, if it's not visible, so then loy nitna teru lemalachi hashoris. What were you supposed to be worried about something that's not nires? Theoretically, oh, we'll get there in a second. Loy nitna teru lemalachi hashoris. Enter the gemara loy tzricha. We'll get there in a second. We're talking about without now reich right now. Zog gemara loy tzricha the yoishay v'nires. You're sitting down, theoretically, not someone is looking, but theoretically, in the position that you're sitting, it would have been niris. Oimeid ve'ena niris. But if you're standing, so your feet are together more, so then it would not be niris. That is how the Gemara is being mechalik right now. Soya bim koimo, also likas kiyoshma, is an echetimtze of yoshev, where it would have been niris, but oimeid, it would not be niris. So that's why it's not so pshita, because we said niras is pshita. Teretz is only niras in one echa timsa. Zog di gomorra, umayshno mitzoya al b'soroi. If a person has tzoya on his bosor, that means anywhere on his hand, anywhere, the itmar. Tzoya al b'soroi, if you have tzoya on your bosor, even if merely you stick your hand in the Beis HaKisei, through a door of the Beis HaKisei, and your hand is in there, so the machloikas, Ravuna ma mutil kirish kirishma, you're allowed to read kirishma, v'rav chizdoma also likros kirishma. So now, what's the question? We just said that what? That bimkoimo. It's osur, and here we have a machloikas, if on the bosor, it's mutter or osur. Now, so Rashi explains, the kash is on whom? Let's see the Rashi. Zog Rashi. Rav Chizdoma also why mishum kol atzmoisai tomana. Rav Chizda shita is all your limbs. If you stick your hand in the bathroom, the reason why you can't say kriyishma is because tefillah and kriyishma is kol atzmoisai tomana. The Gemara in Brachos Chofei says this drosha. Kol atzmoisai tomana means all your limbs, including your hand that's in there. So it's chison and kol atzmoisai. That limb can't talk right now. It never talks, but that limb is nit achelik from kol atzmoisai tomana. However, the Gemara over there says Rav Huna holds that kol aneshoma tahalko. Kol HaNeshoma means your peh, your chaitim, smell, mouth. Those are the ones that can interfere with soya. But merely your hand inside, according to Rav Huna, the Gemara in Bracha says, you could say kirishma. That's the machlokes over there.
If you put your finger in, you can't. Would that any, have anything to do with it, to wash the hand in the bathroom or here?
I got it. Today's Beis HaKisei, is not the Beis HaKisei of Amol. Beis HaKisei of Amol. Right. And also today we have a door between the place that you wash and the place that you sit. There's a door there. So it's already a separate mechitza. So that's not considered that your hand is in there. But and in addition, we're talking about the bracha. We're not talking about the mice and the tila. We're talking about the bracha. The bracha, yesh lodun, if you should make it in there. Maybe it's closed, it's not.
But you're going to make later.
Right, but the Gemara is talking about kol atzmoisai tomano on the bracha. But the Gemara is talking about kol atzmoisai tomano on the bracha. Tomano. The Gemara is not talking about netila on the tomano part. But let's see what the kasha of the Gemara is from Rav Chizda and Rav Huna. Zot Rashi. Rav Chizda omer also mishum kol atzmoisai tomano. Taimo mishum kol atzmoisai tomano. Only because of chison kol atzmoisai. Avo mishum zuamo. Avo mishum. Now you were asking, what about the smell? Avo mishum zoyamo sageach loy. There's no problem mishat zoyamo sageach. The kashel rapopa mitarvayu. So Rashi learned the kashel sar Rav Huna and sar Rav Chizda. The hainu. The kong Rav Chizda, it's also only because kol atzmoisai tomano. But if not for that, then there would not be a problem of the reyach. And tzoya b'mkoymo should not be a problem. And according to Rav Huna that it's muta because you're not saying it derech piv. Only derech piv we're saying it's kol aneshoma talalko. Masha enkin over here, there's no sugi of kol aneshoma talalko. When it's bimkoimo. What's bimkoimo is suddenly different. Why should it be also? And that the Gemara answers, bimkoimo is a whole new gather. Zog the Gemara, bimkoimo nofesh zuamo. Bimkoimo zog drashi, shechamohi, shalo yotze la'avi v'lo nispaz recha. It wasn't spread. Bimkoimo is a special, more of a putrid smell. So that's what bimkoimo is also. Sai kong davun is sai kong chizda. Even though there it's a machloika is only in a specific case. Over here, everyone agrees that bimkoimo is also. Zog the Gemara, So it comes out that, and that's what we're paskin. Bimkoimo. And here what the disciples said, what you mentioned before, OCD. Person has to wipe himself. Bimkoimo. But a person can't be OCD. The disciples used to tell Bochim they were nervous. You wipe yourself three times and that's good. If you have a bidet, there's no question. But the point is, you wipe yourself two, three times, that's ready. Ois bimkoimo. Zot Rashi. I'm sorry, not Rashi. So Lamaisi we paskin that bimkoimo it's taka osa lispal and kriyashma. And by niris, meaning if it's niris mamish, then it's osa. But if it's not niris, then by if it's not niris by yoshev al kaponim, then it's mutter. If it's niris by yoshev, it's something else. But if it's not niris by yoshev, we paskin and simen involved, then it's taka mutter. Now shaloi bimkoimo, that's bimkoimo. Shaloi bimkoimo, where it's less zuamo, so midina it's mutter if it doesn't smell and it's mechusa. You asked about smell. It doesn't smell, it's mechusa. Shaloi bimkoimo, it's mechusa. Bimkoimo is a special reach. But shaloi bimkoimo, with lezuamo, it's muta medina and simenai vav, that if it's covered and if it doesn't have a reach. Zok de Gemara. What'd you say?
Why couldn't the Gemara pass on medina kol atzmoisai? And then it's really not a mechusa.
Meaning?
meaning the Gemara was assuming that the psul of Yoshev Niris, Omer Eina Niris, is Alts Zuma and Reach. And the Gemara, that's why Rashi said it's a machlek, both of them are chelik on him, because they needed to come in and call it Smaisei. Maybe it's Alts call it Smaisei.
Which one? The Yoshev?
Yoshev, yeah.
But what does call it Smaisei do with Yoshev? Smaisei means all your limbs. What is the difference if it's these are all your limbs? You're saying inside is not called your limbs. You have something in your stomach, Avari, that's not chesaron to call it Smaisei. That's what you want to say. You want to say, so, and it's not Nira B'Yoshev. Yeah. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Now, so the Etzim Din of Tzoyal B'Soroi, so the Toshanim says that we're talking about Mechusa. Because if it's Megula, you always have to be Machik Dalal Amos from Tzoyah. There's a Din of Dalal Amos. Zok the Toshanim, Tzoyal B'Soroi, B'Mokim Shem Mechusa. Machik, Di B'Mokim Megula, Afil Al HaKaka Tzoch Lachik Dalal Amos. So the Gemara basically came out, and the Gemara said, "Bim koymes nafish zuma, shloim koymes lo nafish zuma." Zok matan rabbanon halacha b'seuda. If a person in the middle of a meal, adam yoytz lahashtin ma'im. If in the middle of a meal you go to urinate, then yodei achas adam yoytz lahashtin ma'im noita yodei achas. If you urinated and you use one hand, so you noita yodei achas. Like we said, no Indian, you have to as a wash your second hand. We're not talking about kiddush yadayim in the base of mikdash. Basically, it was like plug like Tosfos said. But be'etzem, if you're milva suda, you're noitel yadayim achas v'nichnas diberim chaveroi. But if you went out for a while and it was a hezchadas and you might have touched all types of things that are not hygienic v'hiflig, then noitel shtei yodav v'nichnas. Then you have to wash both hands because then you don't know what you touched. It's not hygienic in the middle of a suda to go back to eating. Hiflig means for a long time, like hiflig b'svina. Hiflig noitel shtei yodav v'nichnas ukshin noitel. Lo yitl mi bachutz. Oh, here we have the sugi of where you wash your hands. But here it's Pashal Azmar sign. Ukshin noitel, lo yitl mi bachutz. Don't wash your hands outside when you're coming back from a long extended stay and you don't know what you touched and you come back in and it's not hygienic. People see you going back to eat with your hands. But wash inside. Ukshin noitel, yitl bachutz. Vi kones, brechshad. Ela nichnas vi yoshe bim koimo. Vi noitel shtei yodov. Then you wash both hands. And then you tell other people, does anyone else need to wash? To make it clear, to make a statement. I wash my hands. Does anyone else need to wash? Maybe someone else also had the same situation I'm in. And that's how you remove the chshads. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Chisda, this din is only le'amoran ela lishtois. Meaning, that which we said that you shouldn't wash your hands outside is only when you're going back to drink. You're going back to drink. You're not going back to eat. When you're going back to eat, nobody's going to think you're not washing your hands. There's no chshad. Which sane person is going and he's dealing with things that are not hygienic? And then he comes back to the studio where you think he's not washing his hands. So over there, you can wash your hands outside. When you're only drinking, you're not touching the liquid itself. You're touching the bottle, the cup. So the mashing of food vices you're touching, holding the bread in your hand. So that's where the difference. Dr. Mama of Chizda. Because here it's only a din of nikoyin of the nitzoyts itself. When you urinate and only one hand got soiled, there's a din to wash that hand.
Only
that hand that got soiled. Usually we don't find one over to it. Here it's a nikoyin dikadin. So mele won't be the game. When you go out for a while, then we assume both hands are soiled. So that's you have to wash back both. Omer Rav Chisda, amoran ela lishtois. Aval lechol, the noita mechud yelana wash outside. V'nichnas, the media, dia, danina, daita. Everyone knows that anina daita, nobody doesn't have that concerned, and Mamela, they're not going to be choshed him. Omer Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok v'ano, afilu lishtois, nami medi yadia danina datoi. By me, nobody's going to be choshed me that I didn't wash my hands even by shilishtois, because they know I'm anina daita. Anina daita means I'm very particular. I'm very, very nervous about anything that's not hygienic. So Mamela, I'm anina daita. I'm very concerned about hygiene. So Mamela, everyone knows that even for a shtia, I wash my hands even if it's not done inside, no one's bechoshim me because I did it outside. Zog the Gemara. Zog the Mishnah. Ein odem nichnas la'azor la'avoida. A person doesn't enter to the Beis HaMikdash to la'azor la'avoida. Afilu tor achi yitbol. There's a din tefillah that you have to do be'etzem when you enter. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah is nichnas la'azor la'avoida. It's mashma when you do the avoida. Rashi clearly says over in Tosfos also, other Rishonim argue, but Rashi says, Lav Davka, it's not mitzat avoida. The ain odem nichlas la'azor ad sheyitboil. The etzem entering you need tefillah for. The time fast begamoga, the etzem entering requires a tefillah. But so he says, when the Mishnah says, Enem nichlas la'azor la'avoida, afilu tor, even if you're not tomei, you have to have a tefillah, ad sheyitboil. Now, according to Rashi, and Tosfos, those that learn that avoida is Lav Davka, but the Mishnah Maaseh says avoida. So, could be, I was thinking, we had a yisoid from a bleib, the bleib malin, that be'etzim there's never a heter to enter the azara. There's only a heter to enter the shores. So the Mishnah is saying, Einom nichlas la'azara la'avoida, nothing is entering, stamazoi. But the chiyav netila is not mitzad avoida shaboy. The entering, you only can enter the shores. And the shores, sheres is usually lamoid, there's different exceptions we said, sometimes the sheres is even b'yeshiva. That's what we said, and that's planet Malchus based David. Their sheres was b'yeshiva, by Yeshiv David. But the point is, that the Einon Nichlas La'azor La'avoida, La'avoida is posted to the din and how you enter. Mashenge Dechim Netila Zakrashi is Lav Davka Mitzad La'avoida, it's Be'etzim entering, you need to have a tefillah. And that is the Chomesh Tefillahs. Zog the Gemara. Afilu Tor Achi Yitbol, Chomesh Tefillahs. There were 5 Tefillahs on Yom Kippur. Vasor Kiddushin, and 10 times Kiddush Daim Raglaim. Tovil Koin Golu Mekadosh Bebe Yoim. Vechulam Bekoidish, they're all done in the Koidish part. Albei Sapalva, Chutz Mizu, except for the first one. The first one, that tefillah was done not in the pnim. That was done bechutz in an area that was he's not wearing his big day kuni yet. It's not a din that he's a. It's not a din of a big day malayim yet. So Mela, this is a din that happens every day. Batsim, this first one. It's not a Yom Kippurim dik a din. That's the Tosfos explained. So Mela, this first one is taka bechutz. V'kulam bekodesh al beis apar bechutz mizu bilvad. Pirsu sadin shal butz beino levena om. Mashen kein that a even though it was done. And the chutz in that area over there, but in the base of Maim that we said, but there was a parva, Zog Rashi chutz mizura shoyne sheena bo choyvel yom kippurim da kol yom enami isa, but tefillas aboyis choyvel yom kippurim ksibem b'mokum kodesh. Mashiach and this not b'mokum kodesh, but they did spread a sheet to separate from the kohen gadol going and going into the mikveh, so it should, al sneis they shouldn't see him. Posu sadim shal butz beinu lebeinu om, and over there that he shouldn't be seen. Zog the Gemara Sholos ben Zoyma, Tfilu Zulama. Meaning, we're saying every day, even the Torah, when he enters, he has to make a tefillah. What's the purpose of the tefillah? He's not Tomei. Zog the Gemara Sholos ben Zoyma, Tfilu Zulama, Omer Lehem, Umam Mishanim Mikodesh LeKodesh. The Kohen Gadol itself in the Chomesh Avoidus, when he goes from Chutz to Pnim and Pnim to Chutz, every time there's a Shinu Mokum over there, he has Mikadesh Yodayim Raglayim, and on both areas that he's in, there's a Chiyav Onesh Kores, when he nichas betuma, so madach on a place that mikodesh the kodesh, and is a chi of kores. Umakim shonis kol, umakim shonis kores. Tone tvila, so I'm a shani michoil the kodesh. Umakim shayin onis kores, umakim shonis kores. And it didn't stone tvila. So it's mashma that this din is a, Benzoim is learning it's a deraisa de gedin, a kavachoima. One second. It's a deraisa de gedin, it's a kavachoima. It's a kavachoima. Let's first see the Gemara, and you're asking about Kohen Gadol only. But let's see the cheshbin. The Gemara makes a kavachoima from Kohen Gadol. The hainu. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim ben Kodesh le Kodesh ben Kores le Kores is needs a tefillah, a kiddush. So when you're coming from Chol to Kodesh, when you come from non Kores to Kores, even every person, but the Kol Shekain you have even for everyone, the Kol Shekain it would require a tefillah, not typically only Kohen Gadol. The Kavul Chaima is that the Chaima Hamokim. If Kodesh le Kodesh and Kores le Kores requires, so then Kol Shekain you would require when you're coming from Chol to Kodesh or from non Kores to Kores. So it's a kavul choyma that's the rise of the tefillah mitzad the kavul choyma. Rabbi Yudah Oimer, no, it's only the rabbanon tekedin srach tefillah hizu. So Rashi ain't kan choyma in the Torah. It's only a srach tefillah. What's the purpose of the tefillah? It's like a reminder. Kedei sheyizkeh tuma yeshana shebiyodoi veyifroish. The hainu. How do we remind you that? By the way, make sure you don't enter when you tomei. Is by telling you always have to have a tefillah. Make sure that you're in the right, proper mode. So, Mel, it's only a srach tefillah. It's only a reminder. It's a drabon and a kedin. It's an added, additional chumrah that we're doing. But that's the yisoid amachloikas. And the Gemara is going to say the machloikas is achule avoida. Meaning, if you didn't do this tefillah, would it pass the avoida or not? If it's a derais, the kedin, a kavachoyim from Kohen Gadol, so then it's a psul be'etzim, pass the avoida. If it's only a srach tefillah, so then it won't pass the be'etzim. We'll stop over here.